This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. This week in Washington, the hot topic was supposed to be the Senate committee vote on Michael Mukasey's nomination for attorney general. But on Friday, two Democrats said they would vote for Mukasey, and that virtually guarantees his nomination will reach the Senate floor. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving joins us now for his regular look at the week ahead. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
So the Judiciary Committee meets tomorrow to decide Mukasey's fate. And I guess, is it a done deal?
It certainly looks as though it is, Madeline, with Chuck Schumer, the New York Senate Democrat who always wanted to vote for Michael Mukasey, was kind of his biggest supporter back at the beginning of the year, having gotten some great political cover on Friday, as you mentioned, from Dianne Feinstein, the California Democrat. Now, Dianne Feinstein is someone who has been with the Democrats on most issues, but she's no Pat Leahy. She's no Joe Lieberman either, but she does look for that middle course and frequently vote with the administration on big things, the Iraq War authorization, the president's position with respect to the wiretapping legislation back in August. And so it was not a total surprise that in this case she thought Mukasey's qualifications outweighed this question that had come up in the hearings regarding the definition of torture.
Now, you mentioned Pat Leahy. He said he's voting against this nominee, basically because Mukasey refused to say waterboarding is torture. And was it surprising that the other Democrats didn't go along with Pat Leahy on this?
I think most of the other Democrats will. It's possible that Schumer and Feinstein will be the only votes for Mukasey on the Democratic side. They're the only two we know about. But the key thing, of course, here again is that the Republicans are holding together. Arlen Specter said yesterday he's the senior Republican on the committee, and he's a moderate Republican from Pennsylvania. He said he's going to go with Mukasey, even though he has doubts about the Mukasey position on torture as well. That would appear to guarantee a solid phalanx of Republicans, and that would mean just two Democrats would be enough to put it over the top, even if all the other Democrats, as I expect they will, vote with Leahy.
And then it'll go to the Senate floor. What happens there?
It's really never been in question that if it could get through the committee, that was the narrow part of the bottleneck, it would pass on the floor. And that's because you've got at least one Democrat in the bare majority, 51-49, who was clearly going to vote for it, and that's Joe Lieberman of Connecticut. So it was at very best going to be a tie, which Dick Cheney could break in favor of the nominee, but I think it will not be quite that close. I think there will be, in the end, several Democrats who vote for Mukasey on the floor, so that's not a question mark. And it could come as soon as later this week.
And Ron, what does this say in general about the Democrats' power to buck the president on something he wants?
It says what we've been hearing pretty much throughout this year, which is when the president can mobilize a sense of danger about terrorism, the president prevails. And we've seen this again and again. We've seen it on wiretapping. We've seen it on funding for the Iraq War. And I think we're probably going to see it again as we go toward the end of the year on those issues and possibly on some kind of an authorization with respect to Iran. If the president can invoke, as he frequently does, the specter of 9/11, enough Democrats peel off that he can prevail in the House and in the Senate. And we've seen it again and again.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
And you can read Ron Elving's Watching Washington column. It's at npr.org.